young lady, it's start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walk?
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Ooh, the echo's a little slow today. Hello, Bruce. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm the Hound.
Enjoying that cough syrup flashback.
I wonder if there's something I can do to make this faster. That. Well, anyway, I'll play with it. Hey, that was the Scarlets and Stampede. We heard the Monzels doing Sharkskin. We heard, Jay June and the J-Bops, Thunder and Guitar. Cliff Nash and the Rockaways did Normie. We opened up with the Rockin' R's and Ron's Raunch. And, oh boy, we got a real good one for you today. We're going to do a blues hangover, and we got a pile of old rock and roll records, and we have tickets for the Liars and the Senders double bill to give away, probably in the last hour. And we got our special thing today. We got an in-depth interview with the great Arthur Alexander, which we taped earlier in the week, and we'll be running that at 4:30. So cool. No vom again this week. We're un-vomming. We got no pledges during the vom, so I figure we're going to retire that for a while.
Yeah, anti-vom.
At least until next week.
That's me with my pulse on my finger on the pulse of the people. It was always one of my favorite spots, but
yeah,
that should have shown you weeks ago.
We're going to... Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We don't have a hillbilly hangover either. We'll get back to that next week because we had to make extra time for Arthur, which is he's kind of a country singer. It's kind of a combination soul caboose blues hangover celebrity spotlight that's part of the show. And we also have Knuckleheads in the News, a little bit of that.
We do.
And hell, what more do you want? So let's get on with the show and without further ado, let's start smacking that wax, right? Now.
Isabel, stop chewing that gum. Stop smacking that wax. With a big old gray man.
I thought you were a young man.
I'm a male.
They got
I stopped out making that whack. 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 I stopped smacking that whack.
From backroom binges to back alley rumbles, anything goes, as long as it's violent.
And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry I am. First good piece played tonight and you don't like it. Some people just ain't got any good taste.
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Well, I went to my baby on bending knee. I said, baby, 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 will you marry me? She said, sorry, daddy, but what can I say? I found a new love just the other day, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. Well, I pleaded and I begged nearly out of my mind. I said, baby, 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 girls are hard to find. She said, sorry, daddy, I try to understand. I'm going with the cutest guy in the land. And you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me.
And I felt so blue. I said, baby, 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 does it make me more through? She said, sorry, daddy, but can't you take a hint? My guy's got money, more than a mint, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me. My baby, baby, baby had gone away. She took all his money and she left him flat. And let me tell you, people, I'm so glad that I was barking up the wrong tree. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yes, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's what she said to me.
Tomb. Why was there always that rotten tomb? Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
Queued up the wrong side of the record, and boy, is that a terrible B-side, that out-of-tune piano. I got to redo this, folks.
That's the most out-of-tune piano I ever heard.
Yeah, it seemed like they were building up towards something pretty big there, like maybe a Mellotron solo.
This is a request anyway.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Echo sounding better.
You really go in the distance, honoring requests for miscues there, huh?
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Anything for our listeners?
About it.
Bobby,
folks, we do it all over
Merrill from New York there. I ain't mad at you. Don Woody did Barking Up the Wrong Tree, also by request. That's a whole set of request items that we got out of the way there. Mm-hmm. Nolan Strong, Mind Over Matter. Madman Taylor did Rumble Tumble. And Henry Hayes and Georgette Hardin, Stop Smacking That Wax. It's hard to stop smacking that wax after all these years.
It's true,
but I'm trying,
get a groove
right,
you know?
Yeah. And,
you get better at smacking wax.
I got the rest of the request items here somewhere. I got that Calvin Green and Stomp Gordon. And what else do we have requests for? Just those two.
So get off the windowsill.
We'll get to them later. And don't forget the Liars and the Senders over at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some tickets for that a little later we're going to give away. And also we have an interview with Arthur Alexander coming up at 4:30.
Guaranteed to please.
Guaranteed to please. And, yes. Bill Brooch, would you like to lead off in the news or shall I?
Why don't you take first news, as my mind is still with these listener surveys.
From the one of my very favorite desks, the Frivolous Lawsuit Department, Iona, Michigan, a transsexual prisoner is suing the state of Michigan for ruining his silicone breast implants by withholding his female hormone treatments. Lindsay,
it's the crook and the flail, you know.
Lindsay Phillips, age 38, who calls himself a woman trapped in a man's body, was midway through a sex change process when he was convicted of aiding and abetting a 1987 murder in Detroit and sentenced to 20 to 35 years in prison, where I'm sure he's having the time of his life.
Yeah, where I'm sure he's finding out all about that woman that's trapped in him.
Oh, boy.
Johannesburg, South Africa. A motorist fleeing gunmen firing assault rifles was stopped by police and given a $100 speeding ticket while the attackers escaped, a newspaper reported Sunday. This is one of those things that if we're in like a Sylvester Stallone movie, you'd think was, you know, unbelievable. Alice Dutton told the Sunday Star newspaper she began racing through the Johannesburg suburb of Parkhurst on Wednesday after a pickup truck carrying several men armed with AK-47 rifles pulled up behind her. The men were firing at pedestrians after fleeing a bank they attempted to rob. Quote, I put my foot down and spun around the corner and just drove as quickly as possible, she said. An officer pulled her over for driving 57 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. Four people were wounded in the shootings and the gunmen escaped.
Wow.
About it.
Bizarre, huh?
Do you think the people that were, like, that couldn't crawl away, that were wounded, got ticketed for littering?
Well, maybe something like that. I don't know. What do you make of the split decision in L.A.?
I don't know.
Kind of a...
It's just so weird.
Kind of about one of those, by any compromise necessary, verdicts. I think all four guys were guilty. Certainly that Coon guy was guilty. Just his name alone, he should go to prison for that. And
there you have it, folks.
The guys who got off were like the rookie, and yeah. who I can't figure out who the fourth guy would. Where was he on the videotape? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Oh well, let's forget the whole conversation.
Okay,
let's get on with Blues Hangover.
Obviously, I followed this one really closely.
This is WFMU. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock, or the whole where we go off the air, whichever comes first,
or until we run into another gas cloud.
Yeah. Oh man, getting back from the station last week was unbelievable. I got a ticket. They can close up every single road. I had to drive through like 2 hours of chlorine gas clouds. And as soon as I actually got through the tunnel, I got to the, paid my $4, got past the toll booth of the tunnel. Then I got
all the guys in Mohawks to stop climbing on the outside of your car.
I got pulled off the road for no inspection sticker. Thank you. Thanks. Love those Port Authority cops. Anyway, let's just play this.
Somebody's tax dollars.
Square Walton here with Bad Hangover. This has got to go out there. Somebody's got to be able to relate to this out there.
more. If you don't stop annoying me, I'm gonna put you out that door. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is cherry red. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put eyes just to my head. Bad hangover, baby.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Mama's making cookies out in the kitchen. Papa smells the cookies and his nose starts itching. Papa tries to steal one like he did before, but Mama's got the lock on the kitchen door. Papa wants a cookie, Papa wants a cookie, Papa wants a cookie right now, now, now. Papa wants a cookie, Papa needs a cookie, Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa says to Mama, come a little closer. Mama looks at Papa, says, oh, oh, no, sir. Papa turns around, starts to go away. Comes right back when she hears him say, Papa wants loving, Papa wants loving, Papa wants loving right now, now, now. Papa wants loving, Papa needs loving, Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa says to Mama, you're a real nice looker. You turn on the heat like a fireless cooker. Come a little closer in your papa's arms. Another little kiss wouldn't do us no harm. Papa wants kissing, Papa wants kissing, Papa wants kissing right now, now, now. Papa wants kissing, Papa needs kissing, Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa comes home when his work is over. Mama says, Papa, you sure in clover. Guess what I cook for you today. Mama just smiles when she hears Papa say, Papa wants pork chop, Papa wants pork chop, Papa wants pork chop, now, now, now. Papa wants pork chop, Papa's going pork chop, Papa's gonna get him somehow. Papa wants a cookie right now, now, now. Papa wants a cookie, Papa wants a cookie, Papa's gonna get it somehow.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Would have them do unto you. They say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love life you live and you're satisfied, if you love life you live and you're satisfied. May it be fast, slow, live it till you die. We'll be right back. darling, come about the break of day. Just staggering men, forget what the neighbors say. This is a hit!
Baby, I got the whiskey, and you got the gin. I got the whiskey, baby, and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, of what you said, gin. Hey, whiskey, of what you said, gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. It don't make me no difference how drunk you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, loving me. Cause I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Let's move, baby, drink and get drunk again. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub up. Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub up. It don't make me no difference how tired you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, rubbing with me. Cause I got the washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub up.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Bye.
Wild back in the day.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange with Sonny Boy, What's My Number, Williamson. Bye bye, Birdie. Counting backwards, we were Bo Carter, Let's Get Drunk Again. Pee Wee Creighton did Do On to Others, backed up by Dave Bartholomew's band on that one. And probably the very first recording of a Stratocaster that there. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, I said it once and I said it before, the two greatest guys in the blues ever. Papa Wants a Cookie. You're going to be hearing a lot of that because I just got like 8 CDs worth of that.
One and a half of the two greatest guys in blues ever.
Yeah. Square Walton opened it up by request, Bad Hangover. The RCA label.
A label of many hangovers.
Yeah.
That's what Nibber's about to do in
don't
the Coney Earth
throw up. Don't think they'll be reissuing that too soon. Hmm? Nah, they're not doing right on the reissue front, in my point of view. Very, very few labels are. So Frank Sinatra's name was found on a tape. This is quite amazing. I mean, could you imagine Frank Sinatra's name on a mafia tape? Wiretap tape? Anyway, a couple of reputed Gambino crime family members were urged to use their influence to try to get Frank Sinatra to find some work for poor old Al Martino.
Which is really, really unlikely.
It's quite sad. Yeah, considering that he played the supposed Sinatra character in The Godfather and managed to get himself blackballed from the world as Sinatra knows it.
Yeah, really.
Right. I like the other thing when they had the picture of Andre Previn and the picture of Frank Sinatra side by side on the cover of the Daily News. Which one threatened to have Woody's legs broken?
Well, they're each going to take a leg. They're going to pull and make a wish.
Well, I wouldn't want to cross that Andre Previn.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you. I don't know. What else is going on? There was any more good stuff? Oh, yeah. We got a caveman in a spaceship this week.
It's about time. We haven't had one of those in a while.
No.
Folks haven't been trying.
It's a police officer, Robert Sabata, age 24. He was arrested after he went on a rampage up in Rhode Island and murdered 3 teenagers, critically wounded a third.
Too.
A suspended police officer, he was at an auto body shop. He shot point blank at these teenagers, just took out the whole bunch of them. Let's see, Officer Robert Sabata was arrested a few hours later after although frozen in horror, he got a clear look at his car, shoes, and... Oh, no, the fifth kid managed to identify this cop. Well, let me see if I can tell you exactly what happened.
Some kind of Game Boy thing? Like a Nintendo disagreement?
These kids were fixing an exhaust system on their car.
Old style.
The guy walked in, he said, "You're all going to die." And then he started pulling the trigger.
They all said, "We know that."
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I think the unhappy sidelight of that story is the best thing about it is the picture of the three kids that got killed. I mean, they're amazing. How could you shoot those poor lambs without beating them up first?
I don't know. I mean, how could you read that story without a laugh track, Hound? I don't know that either.
Talking to yourself.
Anyway, we have anything else in the news, Bruce?
Well, there's stuff. But maybe we should portion it out kind of stringently as we're bombing horribly already.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can do that. We have anything else to report? Let's see. I don't know.
Paint chips. I don't know. Is there anything else going on this week?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I honestly...
Are they showing To the Cut Follies on PBS again?
No. You know, it doesn't seem like there's much going on. I can go through this. Let's see. There's a WFMU in video magazine this Monday night, April 19th. It's at 11 o'clock on Channel 16 Manhattan Cable. Irwin is hosting along with Negative Land and Bianca Bob Miller. Who's Bianca and Bob? Are those... You do?
No, Bianca, / Bob, / Miller. It's a friend of Chris Butler's.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know her. Well, that's good. It's a real person. Okay. Mm-hmm. There seems to be very little of interest on this.
Irwin's a real person.
I know that.
So that's two real people so far.
I think it's Irwin's... I think he directed the episode or something.
Ein Film von Irwin.
Excellent. Ein Film von Old Pal.
Well, how about it? I mean, if Barbara Streisand can do it, I don't see any reason why...
I am looking for interesting things to announce, and I don't see anything
we're in the wrong place
Liars
today.
Tonight. Go see that. Go see the Liars at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Plenty of free parking.
Tell them the Hound sent you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just play some more rock and roll
records.
Feel
the indifference.
See if you like this one on the Redhead label by Billy Smith. It's a good one.
Tell me, baby, tell me, honey, your love is real.
Yeah, tell me that you love me. Say your love is true. Yeah, you run around a little girl and I break my heart in two. Yeah, honey, tell me, baby, tell me. Show me how you feel. Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey.
Your love is real.
Yeah, put your arms around me. Say you love me so. Yeah, squeeze my heart in your mind a little girl. Don't ever let me go. Yeah, honey, tell me, baby, tell me. Show me how you feel. Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey, that
your love is real.
Ow! Ow!
Is real.
Yeah, put your arms around me. Say you love me so. Yeah, squeeze the body of mine, little girl. Don't ever let me go. Yeah, honey, tell me, baby, tell me. Show me how you feel. Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey.
Your love is real.
Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey.
Your love is real.
Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey, that
your love is real.
Just wanna do a little bit of looking for my own up the line. I've gotta ride. I've gotta ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way. I'm gonna call you from Georgia, drop your car in Tennessee, fly through Mississippi, stop in old D.C. Here's my address, baby. You can put my number down. Whenever you need me, you know I can be found. I've got a ride. Woo! I've got a ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way. Oh, go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Oh, come on in. Hey. Belong. Don't you worry your little head, I won't do nothing wrong. They say the town is jumping and there's money to be found. That's my only reason, baby. I've got to put you down. I've got to ride. Woo! I've got to ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way.
Not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
After school, let's go to the hive.
Let's go to the gang of two.
We'll do a dance that's really new.
We'll do a
like an animal. Anything goes.
Well, then you slip, then you slop, then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, come on, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rocks. Yes, come on, baby, come on, let's do the slop. Yes, come on, baby, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, the rhythm really rocks. Yes, the young and the old, baby, the swinging with the rock and roll. Yeah, the young and the old, baby, swinging with the rock and roll. Come on, do the slop, baby, to satisfy your daddy's soul. Slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, now you're doing the slop. It's the jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rock. Blow, man, blow! Slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, give it all you got. It's a jungle beat, baby, and it really rocks.
Hello, baby. This is Half for Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you or tune in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby. Boom. 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 Boom.
Yeah. One more. Now working on that.
Who says you can't do new things with those same old three chords?
Wow.
Hazel Atkins, in the stores today, Boo Boo the Cat.
A.K.A. Sister Ray, Part 2.
I'm going to play the flip side of this later. It's Hazel playing piano.
Really?
Yep. Him doing the Cookie and the Cupcakes tune, Matilda. It's equally as fine, but kind of more low-keyed. There's an album of this stuff coming out pretty soon, a live album called Look at That Caveman Go.
How about it, folks?
Before that, we heard Little Joe and his Thrillers with the Slop.
Of Peanuts fame?
Same, the very same. Johnny and Jack did Camel Walk Stroll. Bobby Long with Wild Jimmy Spruill in support there with Jersey City, Here I Come. And Billy Smith on the Redhead label opened it up, Tell Me Baby. Baby, baby, baby. We got more on the baby, baby, baby thing coming a little later. That's today's theme set. Do that in the last hour.
What, baby, baby, baby is a theme?
You bet. You'll see.
I'm afraid I will.
Well, Ted from See Here called. He said, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. there's a movie called The Little Fugitive, which I've never seen. 1953. Sort of a new wave style movie about a kid who runs away to Coney Island. He recommends it highly.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. It at least has some cool location stuff at Coney Island the way it was back then.
And it's Bill Peitsch's birthday today.
I didn't know.
Happy birthday to you. Anyway, as our birthday present to Bill, since we didn't know, we're going to read his... I'll take one and you take one, Bruce. We're going to read... today's birthday, April 17th. Okay, I'm going to read... this is from Joyce Gilson, Bill. Put very best foot forward in May's Job and Money Matters. You're needed. Big new partnership. Maybe future marriage forms in June. but wait to make it legal.
I guess it better.
In July, make your big bid for promotion. New job carries much clout. Stretch the budget in August. Marry in September. Again, start saving the extra cash in October. In December, take a vacation.
You're
gonna need one. And you got the
Patrick Walker of the Knicks says, by exercising charm, tact, and diplomacy, you can turn potentially negative experiences into positive ones.
Such as your last horoscope.
Yeah, the truth of this statement will be even more apparent in September and October and at the Liars show this evening.
Well, there you go, Bill. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bud. So only 16 years old and never been kissed.
Whoever wins the Liars tickets later on has to buy Bill a beer.
Has to buy a bill at Valentine's and sneak it in.
Mm-hmm. And got any news there, Bruce, or anything catching your eye?
I
can do one if you want.
Avant-garde family
let's do
lifestyle
that.
Thing.
Okay.
Jerusalem, a Palestinian upset by sex scandal rumors involving family members killed two of his children and their spouses, then surrendered quietly to authorities, reports here said Sunday. Abdullah Suleiman Taban, 55, from the occupied Gaza Strip, told police, quote, he felt good after cleansing the family name, end quote. Arab newspapers reported he was accused of strangling the daughter, her husband and daughter-in-law on Thursday, then later stabbing to death his son.
You know, I feel much better, too. I feel totally cleansed after that.
The reports did not make clear if there was any truth to the rumors.
Well,
dead men tell no tales.
No. On that note, we might as well just go right back into it. I've been playing a lot of old favorites today. You know, I never know if people are sick of these songs or not. If you've been listening for 7 years, you might be sick of these songs. If you've been listening for like 7 months, you probably never heard these songs. I don't know. But I love this one. It's the Clovers. Their best record. It's called Down in the Alley.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
You'll never get away from me because I'm right behind you, baby. Right behind you, baby. Well, I'm right behind you, baby, and you'll never get away from me. sir. Now you have, no matter what you do, turn around and I'll be there. They're gonna right behind you. What you can bear, right behind you. What you can bear. Well, I'm right behind you, baby, and you never gonna hear me. Well, you can go through the east, go through the west, the north and the south, and all the rest. You can walk at the heart, patrol across the floor. No matter what you do, you'll never be the same anymore. Well, you can fly through the clouds, sail on the sea. No matter what you do, you'll never get away from me. Because I'm right behind you, baby, baby. I'm right behind you, baby. I'm right behind you, baby, and you never gonna get away. No matter what you do, you'll never get away from me. Because I'm right behind you, baby. I'm right behind you, baby. Yeah, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away. Well, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away. Let's go now. Well, I'm right behind you, baby. And you never gonna get away.
Saturday night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. Four women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free fucking beer. That's right. Free fucking beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible fucking race in the history of the fucking universe. It'll be fucking incredible. Can you believe all this fucking shit will be going on at one fucking place? Free fucking beer and women.
Roll, roll, women ready to get ready now, say my soul. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. And say my aching soul. Since then the hot rod are ready to roll. Look through the windshield, saw the patrol. Some have said you better be in the gun, because you know you don't have eyes in one. One for the money, two for the roll. Two to get ready now, say my soul. Roll, roll, roll. The speedometer hit 110. It kept up going round and round again. One for the money, two for the roll. Three to get ready now, save my soul. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. Roll, hot rod, roll. Roll, roll, roll. And save my aching soul. Then I heard that sound.
twangin' that song. He said one for the money, two for the road. Three to get ready now, save my soul. Roll, roll, roll.
This is a hit!
Well, the night was dark, the cold rain fell, and you said I was the hottest thing in town, and you swore I was a golden boy. Shining out with a golden hair, reminding me of a lovely lady you care when you say I was your golden boy. Oh, well, the price was a drop in line.
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Listen, everybody, here's the new dance out. If you do it right, then you'll sing and shout. You can do it any place or any old time, 'cause the name of this dance is a doing the grind. Well, you a grind down, a grind down. I do the bridle, yes, you grind. Well, you grind on them, grind on them. I do the grind, just a grind on them, grind on them. I do the grind.
Oh, you grind and grind and grind and grind. Something like a jitterbug and something like a bop. Something like a chicken and the Sunderland hop. Something like a rap and do the old time. But you ain't done nothing till you learn how to grind. Well, you grind on them, grind on them.
I do the grind, just a grind on them, grind on them.
We do the grind, just a grind on them, grind on them.
I do the grind, oh yes, you grind on them, grind on them.
I do the grind, oh well, you grind on them, grind on them.
I do the grind,
oh you grind.
good, cause now is the time when the grinding gets a good. Oh, you grind, and grind, and grind, grind, grind. Oh, you grind, and grind, 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 grind. Oh, you grind, 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 grind.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I'm shook. Ooh, ooh, baby, I'm shook. Things starting to look. Happen. Love bug bit me and the darn germ took and I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook. I'm shook. Doggone brook, cause I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook. Well, nothing ever happened to me like this. My toes never wiggle when I got this. You can give me all the things I miss. Baby, get ready for a long, long list. I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook. You give me that look. Crazy. Kiss later and my goose was cooked and I'm shook. Ooh, ooh, baby, I'm shook. Goose was cooked and I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook. Ooh, baby, I'm shook.
Lay down your
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange, with Arthur Alexander, their Soldier of Love. Kind of a soldier. Yeah. Kind of consider myself a soldier of love. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to be running the Arthur Alexander interview right after the Vibe Report. Counting backwards, we heard the Tyrones, I'm Shook. By request, we heard Stomp Gordon and the Grind. That goes on the one-year moratorium.
Yeah, kind of had it with that one,
too. Sick of it. Tommy Jim Beam and the Four-Fifths, Golden Boy, just off the one-year moratorium. Oscar Moley and his Honey Jumpers did Roll, Hot Rod, Roll.
Welcome back, where you been?
Ray Smith, Right Behind You, Baby, and we open up with the Clovers, and they're Down in the Alley.
It's a beauty. Elvis did a pretty good version of that, too.
Yeah. The changity changity changs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, should we proceed onwards with the R&B assault desk?
This week's trip to the R&B assault desk?
Yeah. And I've never heard of these people, but I assume they have a hit record.
Uh-huh. And which disco did this take place?
This took place on the streets, actually. Oh. These two double platinum pop stars of Teaneck, who live in Teaneck, and their names are, I guess, the name of the group is Jodeci, G-O-D-E-C-I. And evidently, they have a platinum album, and the guy's name is Cedric Kelly, a.k.a. K-Sai, and Donald DiGiate, who calls himself Devante. Anyway, the two double platinum pop stars allegedly pulled a gun on a woman and sexually abused her. The duo were arrested and released on $15,000 bail each. Let's see. Another woman who was willing to come forth and testify on behalf of the young lady because she had a similar experience. Jodeci, best known for their single Come Talk to Me. And my teenager, they were guided to fame by Uptown Records' Andre Harrell, who, in support of Kelly, issued this statement. We feel they are innocent and the motives brought forth on charges are questionable. Anyway, what they did was supposedly that they pulled a gun, forced a woman into their car, and assaulted her.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the crowd among the crowd who stopped by to hear them singing at a disco on East 50th Street included Robin Leach, Tama Janowitz.
at least they were photographed together, so we can be sure they're not the same person.
BLS DJ Lisa Lopez.
Wow. Know.
Well, that's it for this week's R&B Assault. Hello.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, I was Billy Preston to make some more interesting R&B assault case, right?
Mm-hmm. Where guys in the coasters getting gunned down.
David Lee Roth was arrested for copping marijuana in Washington Square Park. So much for rock stars getting the good drugs.
Yeah, really. He is a man of the people, David.
David Lee, if anybody out there knows David Lee, if you trade us a copy of the Elvis Mary Tyler Moore sex video, we'll get you all the pot you can smoke. We'll find it somewhere.
Well, somehow.
Somehow. But really, we want that video.
One of you, like friends of the famous, get a hold of David Lee and pitch it to him. We're not kidding.
He faces 15 days in jail or a $250 fine. See, I would have...
Go for the fine.
I would assume he would have been arrested for unauthorized impersonations of Louis Prima.
Yeah, well, it's not a capital offense, unfortunately.
And sentenced for fashion violations, namely those cut-out cheek stretch pants he parades around
him. I liked it when he was going through his goat god phase.
What's a goat god?
He wore these like sort of furry pants and like furry chaps with like little sort of goaty feet at the bottom of them.
I completely missed that.
You got to pay attention, man. The 80s was the Diamond Dave decade.
Rock fashions are definitely not my strong point.
Mm. I can see by the way you're dressed.
Yeah. Oh boy. Anyway.
Oh boy.
What else is in the news?
4 minutes into the Vibe.
Yeah, well, we'll give him one more minute. If he doesn't call, we're going to start running this thing. Then we'll do it. Okay, we're going to run this Arthur Alexander interview, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur was an absolute prince of a guy. Me and my friend Barry Stoltz did this. He's the absolute soul expert. And that runs about 35, 40 minutes. Then we'll come back. We'll play more records. We're going to give away Liars tickets. Then we got our baby set.
And then we go eat.
Yeah. Well, don't forget the Liars and the Senders at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. And Simon and the Bar Sinisters every Thursday, including this coming Thursday, at The Divide. This is Roscoe. It's been so long, I forgot how to do this. Airline.
Did that work? Oh, hello, Roscoe.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just chewing on some ice cubes.
Where are you calling from? Missouri?
Springfield, Missouri.
And what might the vibe be?
Well, today's vibe is kind of a suburban junk food vibe.
Uh-huh.
I tried real hard to be good on the breakfast thing, but, you know, something about, like, being in a car and being able to order from the drive-thru window that sort of pulls you in.
So let me guess, you had a 64-ounce Slurpee for breakfast.
64-ounce Slurpee. Yeah, and then I went and got a couple of classic Missouri hamburgers.
Ooh.
So how's things out there? Is it raining?
Nope. It's actually rather nice out.
Oh, it's raining like hell down here.
Really? It's beautiful here.
I got some nickel parts for my gold top Les Paul. And I found I was just calling Andy York's machine when I realized it was vibe time because I got him a Roland Space Echo.
Well, I want one of those.
You want one?
How much was it?
It was pretty darn cheap.
How cheap?
Cheaper than the one that I got for Simon.
Because there's one at Mojo, but it's $250.
No, I got it.
I mean, I'd take it one decimal point down the line.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got it. I got it for considerably less than that. So, I mean, that was good. I didn't even call the guy. You know, I figured I know he wants one.
Huh. Well, I'm sure he does. If he doesn't take it, I'll take it.
He's probably like excited right now at home. You know, because he's hearing it on the Vibe Report.
Who, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Andy. Like your soundtrack.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, loved your latest, man.
Hey. Bruce, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was speculating as to whether you could hear me or not.
Uh-huh. No, I'm getting the total hi-fi modern phone hookup vibe going today.
It's great minds thinking alike because I actually broke the fast food ban and went and got a bean burrito at the Taco Bell yesterday.
Youch. How was it?
It was really nasty, actually.
Good.
It made me very musical, as things turned out.
Well, this food today has tasted so much better than the airline food. Northwest is really down on the bottom of the food chain.
TWA, man. The worst airline.
I don't know, yeah.
Well,
Northwest, you go through Memphis, and it's all these little, you know, there's a few little jets peter into Memphis, and then from there go all these archaic prop planes. You know, so
folks are going to dust some crops along the way.
Yeah.
That's corn to your left and snap beans to your right.
I'm following I-44 down to Springfield. Well, I guess that's all my... I don't really have too much of a vibe. It was kind of a nice week, and I'm just down here for a couple of days, and we'll be back, you know?
Well...
Lou, I've been trying to get him to send me one of these Boxcar Willie does the old rock and roll classic CDs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
I heard Lou's name being bandied about up at a record company this week.
Really?
Yeah, I we're going to run this Arthur Alexander interview as soon as the vibe's over, and then they were discussing possible bands for Arthur to tour with this summer, and the Skeletons were at the top of the list.
That would be a good one. But he would never send me the CD, so I just figured it was time to take matters into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here. This amp shop, they had a lot of good stuff. I have to, you know, they had a couple of them Bandmaster heads, Bruce. I don't know if you're looking for anything.
I mean, that requires money, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If you can figure out how their security system works and, you know, give me the address.
Ah, well, it's pretty slow.
You know how I am about dogs.
Well, I guess that's enough vibe. You guys got some noise cued?
We're going to run the Arthur Alexander interview right now.
All right. Well,
okay, Ross, go.
We'll see you. I'll catch you for breakfast.
Aloha.
Easy. Not at Christine's, though.
Yep.
Yeah, what's Eddie G going to do when he gets back to New York and finds out Christina's is gone?
Who's in charge of telling him?
I don't know. Maybe Kathy. Okay, so we're going to do this thing. That was the State of the Vibe Report. You know that, right? So we're going to run this Arthur Alexander interview. If you don't know who he is, he's an absolutely great R&B singer-songwriter. He's been around forever. He's had his songs covered by everybody, the Beatles, Stones, Elvis, you name it. Here it goes. This was done Thursday. No.
Johnny Kidd and the Pirates?
Wednesday? Tuesday it was done. And the other voice you're going to hear is Barry, my pal.
Got what it takes just to make it started?
Well, I think I had it in me, you know, because see, my dad, he was a blues guitar player, and he sang, you know, way before I was born, and ever since I can remember, I had been trying to sing, you know, from my 3 or 4 on, and I used to, you know, listen to the radio a lot, you know, and the first music I heard, you know, at that time was like country music, Hank Williams, Red Foley, Patti Page, and people like that, you know, and I got off into their stuff. And if I went to the movies, I would see like Roy Rogers or Gene Autry, Rex Allen, the Singing Cowboys, you know. And country music had a really big effect on me early in my life. And then I started trying to play my dad's guitar, and he saw that it had an effect on me. And he quit playing, you know. Hid the guitar and told me he didn't want me, you know, messing with it. And then that wasn't a good thing for me to do, you know, because he never made no money, you know, all the years that he'd been playing. But, you know, he played up until he saw that I had was taking an interest in it, and then he stopped. And but it was too late then, see. Mm-hmm. It was in me. And I guess that's what started me.
What were your first impressions when you first got to Muscle Shoals and made your first record and that crowd? You know, it seems like an unusual thing at the time to be playing all white guys and you know backing you up in the studio and stuff.
Well, that was the only outlet, you know, because the only people that was had anything going as far as a studio or anything like that was like white people, and all of them were in the it was funny, you know, like. I was into like country and they were into like black music, so it was a hell of a contrast there. Mm-hmm. They were playing all the black sounds and I was singing, you know, all the white sounds. And they'd say, no, let's do it like this, you know. And when they say, let's do it like this, they'd be talking about doing it black, and which was, you know, wasn't nothing for me. And I was trying to, you know, learn how to, you know, do it the other way, you know.
Right.
And that was the contrast right there.
Sally Sue Brown, that was your first single, right?
Right.
Which came out on, I believe it was Judd, that they leased
right.
it to Judd Records, right?
Right.
And then Better Move On, that was recorded at Fame Studio. I think that was one of the first things that was recorded
there. That started Fame Studio,
right?
Yeah.
Recall.
Did your life go through a drastic change when You Better Move On was a hit?
Yeah. I mean, That assured me that I finally could make a hit record, because up until that point, you know, it hadn't been a bunch of downers. I had written a song earlier in '58 called "She Wants to Rock," you know, which was recorded by a guy named Arnie Dirksen. I thought it was going to be a hit. It didn't hit, and then came along Sally Sue Brown. I recorded it that, and I thought it was going to be a hit, and it sold about 8 copies. That was a downer. And then when You Better Move On, when I wrote that, and it did hit, and yeah, that was a real enlightenment for me.
What?
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. Better move on. I
I'm getting mighty mad. You ask me to give up the only love I've ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. Never gonna let her go. You better move on.
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 Wasn't Dan Penn's band backing you up on You Better Move On? Was that Dan Penn's pallbearers that was backing you up on that? Or?
Well, that was part of them. You know, they well, all those guys like Norbert Putnam, David Briggs, Terry Thompson, and Dan himself, and with the exception of Rick Hall, who played with the Fairlanes. Well, they, you know, they messed around with, that's the way they made their money, playing with Dan, you know. Other than, you know, in the studio thing was, they weren't getting paid for that. That was a trial thing, because we built the studio from scratch. Rick went and rented this tobacco barn. We took the burlap and the egg crates and the cones, you know, and situated around the walls and everything, because none of us had ever saw a studio. Rick was the only one with the knowledge of what a studio looked like, because he played with the Fairlanes and they were in Nashville. And so we took that, you know, we created the studio, and I'd written a song, and they donated their time on the assumption that if it hit, that everybody was going to get rich, you know.
So when it hit, no, you never made any more records at that studio, right?
Nope. Well, it became a business thing then. See, Tom Stafford and Rick Hall were in business together. They split up. Tom Stafford was my manager. So when they split, I went with Rick. And that caused Rick, I think, to have ill feelings toward me. Because Rick, he was the one that, you know, he produced the record, you know, and it was his ingenuity that that made the record what it was, because nobody, even the players, you know, didn't know that it was going to turn out to be what it was. I was hoping it would, you know, but I didn't really know. But, you know.
So were you disappointed in the type of treatment you've had in Nashville, like when they're putting girls singers in the background?
Yeah, I was.
Up your record?
Yeah. I was real disappointed. I started to walk, you know, but it was my loyalty to Tom. He'd gotten himself in over his head, you know. They had the Nashville Sharks had sort of gotten to him, you know. That he bit off more than he could chew. And I was his only way out, you know. If I'd walked, I don't know what would have happened to him. But I started to walk, but he pleaded with me, you know, to see the thing through, you know, and it wouldn't take long, then we could do what we wanted to do as far as making records. And what the thing with Rick is, if somebody had an idea, you know, we all, you know, collectively put it together. And they had their own way of doing things, like in Nashville. And I had no, my input was sort of minute. I didn't like that.
Did you have any choice as far as the material? Like, I know on your first album you did a lot of cover songs.
No choice. They rushed all those songs to me and said, this is what we're going to do. We got to have an album, you know. And this is what we're going to cut.
How about the country songs you were cutting? Like, You're the Reason. I mean, those seem sort of like in line with what you grew up with and what you liked.
Yeah, well, that was You're the Reason.
Detroit City.
Yeah, Detroit City. Yeah, those were, you know, those are good songs. Mm. And but some of them, you know, like A Thousand Stars. You know, I know.
Right. The Wanderer.
Yeah, those weren't my, you know, weren't my type songs. You know. Oh man, where'd you get that thing? Wow. There it is, 1,000 stars. Yeah, they just threw all these songs at me, man, and said, hey, we're going to, you know. And some of them I liked, some of them, you know, I didn't. But they said, well, this is it, you know. This
funny
is what
helps.
We're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, looking back on that era, a lot of those songs, there's hundreds of recordings of some of those songs, Shot of Rhythm and Blues, You Better Move On, and, I mean, have you been taking care, have you been able to keep your songs, or have you, has that all been,
no.
been worked
well,
out?
Well, that's been worked out now, thank God. And I've gotten You Better Move On back, I've gotten Anna back, I've gotten Go Home Girl back, Sally Sue Brown. You know, and I'm in the process of getting all my stuff back,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when the stuff was really out there and it was being recorded by all these other artists, I know I didn't have a prayer, you know. If somebody else was basking in the glory of all that money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just left out in the cold. And when that, you know, in those days, if you didn't have a hot record, you know, you couldn't even do those tours, you know. And so when the records got not to be so hot, you know, the tours even stopped coming, you know. And so I was reduced to doing what they call, you know, the gut bucket circuit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like in little country clubs where you get about maybe 40 people in there if you're lucky, you know. And you split the proceeds, you know. And, hey, and... And that's what I was doing, you know, up until, but I hung in there until 75, you know, until I made this record for Buddha, Every Day I Have to Cry, which was a chart record, top 40.
Yeah.
And I didn't get paid for that. That was the last straw.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I can do better pumping gas. And I left.
There was a little girl I had planned to marry. This was my love, I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry song. Every day I have to cry song. Dry the water from my eyes. Cry. I had me
Well, I was thinking of, but you can't mix love with money. Cause if you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Drop a water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Lord, I know that I'm just a poor man, but is it wrong to love? Cause I'm not a rich man. But you can mix love with money. Cause when you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Drop a water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry.
Right before you were on Booty, made a record for Warner Brothers, early 70s. And you did Burning Love before Elvis did.
Yeah, and I did. Well, the guy I was working with at that time, Bob Beckham, is Dennis Lindy's, the guy that wrote the song, is Bob Beckham is his father-in-law, you know, and he was, Bob Beckham was over Combine. And I was working with Combine at the time. And I was working in you know, close proximity with Dennis. And I heard the song, I liked it, but I wouldn't have chosen to cut it on my album, you know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have any choice in the matter, you know. And they just said, well, here's a list of songs, you know. Warner Brother wants to make this album, and they're gonna. I think it was like $5,000 front money. See, if you make the album, you get the $5,000. If you don't, you don't. You know. Mm-hmm. And say, here's the songs you got to choose from, and that was it. You know. So I was looking at $5,000, and I said, you know, at that time I had a bunch of songs that I had written that were I thought was better than. Dennis Lindy's,
uh-huh.
But that's the way that the game works, you know. Bob set up the deal, you know. He had Warner's ear, and he had already sold Warner on these songs, and they were looking for me to cut, you know, some of them. Maybe it was about 20 of them, but they were all his songs, you know. We'll be right back.
left me. I feel like I'm slipping away. Yeah, yeah. It's hard to breathe, and my chest is heaving. Yeah, baby. Lord have mercy, I'm burning a hole where I lay. Well, and your kisses will lift me higher. Yeah, like a sweet song of a fire. And your light.
If you were going to change one thing, if you got to go back, you know, in your life and change one thing, what would that have been?
It would have been the day that Tom Stafford took me from Alabama and said, "All right, we're going to do this thing, you know, with Nashville here." I would have changed that.
You're the state of fame?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, that lost all control and lost everything, you know, because they had their own way of doing everything, you know. And I would have changed that day. Guys, they're great, man. Reggie Young, Gene Chrisman, and Mike Leach. Oh, they're great, man. And they were the Memphis sound, you know. They, along with, not knocking Steve Cropper and that bunch, you know, but they were the other side, you know. It was two sides of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one side, and Steve Cropper then was the other side.
The two Rainbow Road is supposedly written about your life. Is that how much of that is true, and how much of it is the TV version?
Hey, now I'll give you Dan Penn and Donnie Fritz wrote the song, you know. Now, they wrote the song for me, yeah. They did, but it wasn't about my life. Now, when I went to England, you know, when I dropped out, man, everybody said, "Well, said, what happened to Arthur Alexander?" I said, "Well, he's doing time, man. He killed this guy, and he's in jail." But I never killed nobody, you know. I never had a knife fight with nobody, man. And I never done any time, you know. And that's fiction, you know. But they you know. That was a concoction out of their minds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Penn and Donnie Fritz. And it was a good song.
Working hands, but I sang my songs as I carried my load, 'cause I had a dream about rain, Rainbow Road. Yeah, then one day my chance came along. A man heard me singing and playing my songs. He bought me fine clothes and paid the money I owed, and sent me, yes he did, on my way to rain, Rainbow Road. Lord. A man with a knife pushed me until I had to take his life. Fast as falling, all my friends were gone, and that old judge traded me a sentence long for a song. Lord, living with this ball and chain, and I had to wear a number law, for they even knew my name. Like my dreams, I've grown old, but still we dream.
dream about rain, rainbow road. Lord, we dream about you, rainbow road. We dream about you, rainbow road. We dream about you, rainbow road.
How did you get together with Ben Vaughn?
Well, when I got together with the record company here, Ben was one of their favorite producers. He produced a lot of stuff for this series that my album is on called The American Explorer. I heard some of that stuff, you know, and it's good. And then when I talked with Ben, you know, he was very knowledgeable, you know, about the era I came from, you know, and and once we got in the studio, he was the catalyst, you know. He was the one that, you know, really put all this stuff together, man. He was the hardest working guy there.
Was it comfortable working with the old guys? Did it feel good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it felt real good. Mm-hmm. It felt real good. And coming back, you know, to the forefront, it was a real stretch, man. You know, I mean, it was a stretch I almost didn't make. I didn't want to make it. But after Donnie Fritz, you know, he talked to me, you know, for a long time, saying that he had done it, and it was an informal type thing. It wasn't nothing I had to really worry about, you know. And he put me in touch. You know, he put Alan Pepper in touch with me, and Alan called me and said, "No, you ain't got to worry about it. You know, it ain't no big deal, you know." And they finally got me here, you know. And after I got here and I got on the stage, you know, and it was okay. You know, I really loved the response I got from the audience, too.
What's your life like back in Cleveland for the last 10, 15 years?
I've been driving a bus, man. I've been a bus driver. You know, I get up every morning at 6, you know, and I go check my bus and I get on it and I make my pickups, you know. And I've been doing that for 12 years. And luckily, you know, I've got enough seniority now that I can take off, you know, a few days. You know, I got people working under me. And if need be, I can take off 6 months, so I'm told, and still keep my job without pay, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, they find out what I'm doing now. They're giving me the glad hand, saying, "Go for it, you know. You deserve it, you know," and all that stuff. And the job's kind of behind me, you know.
Take it. It's really gotta be this way. If this is what you think you need, then go ahead, girl, and do it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but if it's what you want, I'll live through it. I'll cry, but I'll get by, and I'll forgive you, girl, by and by, and I'll forget you someday.
if it's really gotta be this way. In my heart, there'll always be a place for you. In my heart, I will always believe we could have made it, you and me. I'll cry, but I'll get by. It's really gotta be this way. Yes, I'll forget you someday if it's really gotta be this way.
Hi, my name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
How did you feel when a group from England, the Rolling Stones, recorded that song on one of their albums, and, you know, the Beatles as well?
Oh, they knocked me for a loop, especially when the Beatles cut it, you know, because, you know, they were selling records like hotcakes, man, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and that other thing, I Love You, Yeah, Yeah. And, you know, I was a fan of theirs, man, you know. And then to find out they had cut my song, you know, oh, that would knock me for a loop, man.
Of all the hundreds of cover versions of tunes that you've written, what's your favorite one?
My favorite cover?
Yeah.
Ha. I think Dusty Springfield, Every Day I Have to Cry.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the Otis Redding one?
Johnny Heartbreak?
That's a great record.
Yeah. Well, see, now that's a long story. And it would have been a great record if Otis hadn't went wild on the end, man, if he hadn't went into his bag, you know.
Yeah, well, that's Otis, though.
I know. That's what he told me, man.
He has to do it.
Yeah. And it would have been a great record, you know, and he done that. I was there when he cut it. And when he done that, I left the studio, man. He said, yeah, but that's me. I said, yeah, Otis, okay. Otis could have cut such a great record with that, man. It would have been a hit, you know, a big hit. I should have produced that on him. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's ironic, you know. Now, I was supposed to have been on the plane with him when he died because he had sent me a ticket to meet him in Atlanta. Before the show originated in Atlanta, and I was in Muscle Shoals, and he sent me a ticket to fly in there that night, you know, to meet him. But the night I was supposed to leave, there was a big fog in Muscle Shoals, and wasn't no planes taking off, and wasn't none landing, and I had to call him and tell him I couldn't get there, and he said, well, I have the ticket rewrote, and you can meet me, you know, in the middle of the show somewhere. And I was supposed to open the show for him, man, you know. And the next week, hey, Otis was dead, man.
Wow.
And that threw me for a loop, man, because I was supposed to be on that plane. It just wasn't meant for me to be there, man. It looked like the Almighty just said, no, I'm saving you for later or something, you know.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Lives of the Great, ladies and gentlemen. Arthur Alexander.
There it is. God saved him for that bus driving job.
Yeah, let me tell you about the records that we heard in the middle and spliced all throughout the interview. That last thing, that's The Girl That Radiates That Charm. That's the flip side of his very first record on the Judd label, 1960, I think. And then we heard, if it's, counting backwards, these are the records you heard. If It's Really Gotta Be This Way, which is the, probably the hit, I think, off of his brain. He's got a brand new album in the stores this week called Lonely Like Me, produced by our old pal Ben Vaughn. Okay, and before that we heard Rainbow Road and Burnin' Love, both from his Warner Brothers album from the like early 70s. That's the original recording of Burning Love before Elvis's. Every Day I Have the Blues, that's also from his new LP. And then we heard Pretty Girls Everywhere, which is his second hit on Dot. You Better Move On, his very first hit on Dot. And then we opened it up with Sally Sue Brown, his very first record on the Judd label. And God bless him. He's going to be doing some gigs in New York, maybe summer stage or something like that. They don't have him quite set up. He'll be playing this in New York this summer.
Cool.
June. They're shooting for a June date for Arthur. And what a great guy.
Only gets that 6 months off, so I hope he has a really good tour.
I'm not
a real big fan of the sort of the current trend that you can't really explain away, like a, you know, an old guy's like value rock and roll wise, unless you can sort of say, well, he's an influence on all these other groups. But like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles really did learn how to write songs by listening to his stuff. I mean, you can hear it in so much of their early stuff.
The way he ends every line with "girl."
Well, there's that too.
No, something that they definitely got from him. We have to do a PSA right now.
Must we?
Yeah.
Far away.
Americans for United Separation of Church and State is a 45-year-old organization dedicated to preserving the constitutional guarantee of the separation of church and state. Americans United administers a legal defense team and takes on lobbying efforts on Capitol Hill and in the state houses across the country. Now Americans United has formed the Religious Right Watchdog Project, an effort to closely monitor the activities of far-right-wing zealots, televangelists, politicians, and others who perceive whose perceived intention is to promote censorship, roll back the Constitution, and impose narrow biblical interpretation on others. If you would like more information on Americans United for Separation of Church and State or the Religious Right Watchdog Group, please write care of Americans United, 8120 Fenton Street. That's 8120 Fenton Street, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910.
And put the right to roll back the Constitution back in the hands of the people it belongs in, the judicial, legislative, and executive branches of this great government.
Right. Well, we got to give away some Liars tickets. So the number here is area code 201-678-7743. This is for tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. We're going to take the 5th and 7th callers win. Okay? 5th and 7th callers Liars tickets. Because I'm too lazy to think of a trivia question in. Johnny Burnett.
Oh, baby, 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 oh, come back, baby, I want to make love to you. You told me that you loved me and always would be true, but now you've gone and left me, baby, and made me feel so blue. Baby, come back, baby, come, oh, come back, baby, come, oh, come back, baby, I want to make love to you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Oh, come back, baby. I want you to love me, too. Oh, head on me. Oh. If I was you, little baby, I'd go and hide my face. I'd like to see you find a man you think will take my place. Baby, come back, baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, I wanna make love. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Oh, come back, baby, I want you to love me too. Oh, hell. Baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, come. Oh, come back, baby, I wanna make love to you.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh, come back, baby. I wanna make love to you.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day. Erupting into volcanic passion.
Hey, baby.
My pretty baby.
Hey, baby.
My pretty baby.
Hey, baby.
My pretty baby.
Don't you hear?
My pretty baby.
Me calling you.
My pretty baby.
Your love, babe.
My pretty baby.
Come on, babe.
My pretty baby.
Darling.
My pretty baby.
Don't you hear?
My pretty baby. My pretty baby.
At home.
My pretty baby.
At home.
My pretty baby.
All right. Now sober up and try to listen to this.
Baby.
Just because I said something stupid?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Now, dear, you don't need too many words for a good song. Just one.
Hey.
musical miscarriage set, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Doc Harvey and the Dwellers there with Old Baby. I get more requests for tunes off that At the Party album. I assume that album's still in print. I know it's still in print. You can find all kinds of good stuff on that. Marty Roberts from the new Big Edge, Baby. Medallions did My Pretty Baby. The Tonettes did Oh, What a Baby. And Johnny Burnett Trio did Oh, Baby, Baby. And that's that set.
How about it?
Any late-breaking news? Any late-breaking announcements? What do we got? Don't forget, Simon and the Bar Sinisters Thursday at the Divide. And, of course, the Liars and the Senders tonight, Maxwell's. You like that? You don't like that story?
No.
Oh, forget it. Anyway, let's just go right back into it with Jerry Dalman and the Nightcaps.
Oh, baby.
To her favorite song.
Since you've gone, the moon, the sun.
Well, when I heard the news, my head got hot, my teeth started drooping, and my nerves were shot. I went to the corner 90 miles from home to call my baby on the telephone.
Operator, will you please give me circle 543-100? Please hurry, operator. Sorry, but that number is busy.
Gonna find her.
Well, when I heard the line was busy, I heard on home on the corner of the square, I seen a girlfriend jump. She told me my baby and her date was in the show. She's all curled up in the very last row. Oh, well, I got so mad, you know what to do. She looked up and she said, oh, what's wrong with you? I said,
who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
I said, look ahead, baby, you know you told a lie. She looked up at me with tears in her eyes.
Man, what did she have the nerve to tell you?
What do you think I am, smart or dumb?
Dum, 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 dum.
One time was enough.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye, sweet.
rock and roll tragedy.
Don't you know?
A rock and roll, a rock and roll tragedy.
Yeah.
A rock and roll, a rock and roll tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
A rock and roll, a rock and roll tragedy. A rock and roll, a rock, rock, rock.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Got a hot rod and a cool-looking beach. Come on, baby.
No dice.
Come on, honey, now let the ice.
Haven't you read? Haven't you heard? Well, man, why haven't you got the word?
There's sharks in these waters. Meow. Sharks in these waters. Meow.
If you're going to the beach, it's no day. I don't want to be shark bait.
I split for the beach. I came on alone. I left my quivering chick at home. I ran through the sand and jumped in the sea. Yikes, there's a hungry shark staring at me.
I warned him once, he'd better stay at home. But my big he-man had to make the sea alone.
There's sharks in these waters.
Yeah.
Sharks in these waters.
Yeah. If you're going to the beach, it's no day. I don't want to be shark bait. Shark bait.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Got a bike by the name of Chili. Cutest thing that you'll ever see. Got a bike by the name of Tilly that my mama brought for me. Got to grease all the old barbarians, want no rust on them at all. Got to grease all the old barbarians, so I'll never, never stall. I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. When I put on my brand new pedal, she'll ride so doggone smooth. Well, I must put on my pedal, then no Tilly's in the groove. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. It's my bike by the name of Tilly, fastest thing that I ever rode. It's my bike by the name of Tilly that can carry such a load. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. I'm gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. Time. I'm gonna ring her bell tonight. I'm gonna tighten the screws on Tilly and ride with all my might. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line. Gonna pump, 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 pump Tilly out of sight.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Oh, well, I know what I'm doing when I do what I'm doing tonight. I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants the same guy twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Her lips are so loving and the soft arms hold me so tight. Oh, I know I should be the thing with all of my mind. I can't resist her loving charms. I cuddle in there in a tender arm. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling into love tonight. Oh, that loving girl, if she treat me right,
treat me right.
Oh, that loving girl,
loving girl,
she could be my wife. What I'm doing when I do what I'm doing tonight. Cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants to sing out twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling into love tonight. When I do the what I'm doing tonight. Cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants the same guy twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Oh, well, I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Oh, well, I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight.
We all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Now you listen to me, you what?
Well, oh, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, whip, whip, whip.
I don't have it now, but I can get it. I'll do the best I can. Will get it.
Get it.
Diamond ring. Where can I get me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
That's right, that's us, Personality Plus.
For a day, she said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony yet, 'cause I'm moving. Hey, child, say, yeah. I'm a telling you, Jack, got a pony that don't gotta look back. Hey, child,
get in the car. Door, turn the key, pull the gear, master pedal to the floor,
and you're moving. Hey. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony that don't gotta look back. Look out. To drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That pony bill is the last pony act for his food. Hey. Whoa. I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony that don't gotta look back. Go ahead now.
Button.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
And it's the Hound, and we're about to get ready to moving on out of here. Andre, Mr. Rhythm Williams there, moving. Let's see, in that rather lengthy set, we heard Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, Get It. Charles Sanders did Tell Me Baby. Al Epps and the Pharaohs, the same Pharaohs that Doug Somm was in, I believe, Breaking My Heart. The Swallows, Bicycle Tilly, Larry and Dixie Davis did Shark Bait. The Chestnuts, Rock and Roll Tragedy, we opened up with Jerry Dalman and the Nightcaps and the Bug. We are due for a very long vacation. I don't know if it's going to start next week or the week after. This traffic thing, they're just killing us.
Just got to get through
they're
this.
They're just killing us on the roads.
Poisonous chlorine gas cloud one more time.
And then we'll do our six-month vacation in the tropics or something. I don't know. We're going to take a long one, maybe the whole summer. I'm not sure. Anyway, probably do a show next. We'll probably do next week, and they'll let you know exactly what's going to happen. And the Wild then. Girl is up next. This is WFMU East Orange. If the good Lord's will and the crick don't rust. Yeah, we'll be back next week. And then we'll figure out our vacation.
Take it easy till then.
Well, I may not fit in with your plan, but darling, you got to understand. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love me now and don't complain. That's just the way I am, you'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Well, ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You never change me. And I won't change for someone else. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. So love me now or say goodbye. And if you leave, dear, I ain't gonna cry. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Won't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself by trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Won't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me.
Do the simple thing do to help them escape when they're blue. The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum.
Hello, this is Julie Andrews. Whenever I'm in New Jersey, I listen to non-commercial WFMU in East Orange on the Uppsala College campus. Simple radio for simple minds.